Hello, everybody. Let's take our seats. Before we begin, Octave Bruder would like to say a few words on behalf of the High Octave. Hear it. Then dig it. Octave Bruder.
Thank you, Semitone Cleaver. 20 years ago, our order started, although it itself stands on the shoulders of a much older order, and in that 20 years, we have waited. We have argued our form within ourselves, we have built an army, we have amassed resources, but most of all, we have waited. And now, our time of waiting may be at an end.
How is this possible? Do you mean that?
Yes, Octave Gruard. I have found the one who can destroy the terrorist tetchy vampire zombies once and for all. But first, bring out the stillborn calf. Semitone Cleaver.
I apologize for the condition of the stillborn calf. We were lucky to get this one in time, and knowing the Council's position on using chemicals to induce a stillbirth due to the...
This stillborn calf is cold.
Well, as I said, we were lucky to get it.
The war won't accept that. It's rotten. The High Octave will be most displeased.
Every year, there are fewer family farms.
Semitone Cleaver, Octave Gruard. Shall we not take a page from the book? If your god does not accept cold sacrifices, but cold sacrifices are all you have, create a new god! The sacrifice is acceptable. Put it in the pit. Light the stillborn calf. The destruction of the terrorist tetchy vampire zombies will rid this world of an ancient menace that has ineffectively plagued creation for centuries. And when they are gone, that will be our chance to control the portal and more effectively plague creation. There will be no more waiting. The time of the children of the apocalypse is now!
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in New America, where every other week we bring you new tales from the tragic American after. This week, the fourth episode of Tetchy Terrorist Vampire Zombies in Outer Space, which we have titled The Heist, will be coming to you in stereo, right after these words from our sponsors.
I used to go out a lot and party, and I had a good time. But then I had a baby. His name is George, and even though he's a baby, he's fundamentally changed how I view the world, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. And that's why I'm voting for Shellacker.
I grew up in this city, and I've lived in it my whole life. And I have a baby. I'm voting Shellacker.
I guess things are good here, man, but what if you have a baby?
I have a baby.
I have a baby.
I have a baby. I'm voting Shellacker.
Hi, I'm Eddie Shellacker, and I'm running to be elected your mayor for 4 more years. Can I have your vote?
I have a baby.
How's your baby?
Paid for jointly by the Committee of People with Babies and the Committee to Re-elect Mayor Shellacker.
It's election time, and the attention of every good new American turns to finding a way to profit from the fracas. Unfortunately for our heroes, I.A. Olivier has passed out after consuming psychoactive substances. While I.A. slumbers, Simon Carr waits for trouble and passes the time reading a second-hand pulp novel titled All Marks Go to Heaven. She is immersed in the cloak and dagger world of 1930s San Francisco.
I would have thanked the goon for pulling me out of that situation with the cleaver. Except the no-good Fink was there to take me back to my old friend, Captain Redding. He's obvious, Red. And he's not a bad man, but he's not a particularly imaginative one either. He's dependable, once I can feed him a story. Right now, I'm not even sure which book I'm in.
Here's Bishop, Captain Redding, just like you asked for.
Officer, please shut the door.
I see. We visited your place because last time you came to mine. But the thing is, I don't remember inviting you either time, Redding.
The only reason you're not in jail, Bishop, is I twisted the commissioner's ear on behalf of all the good you've done us over the years, without bringing to his mind all the bad.
Wow, things must be rough if you're paying me a compliment.
Who is she, Bishop?
Who's who, Captain?
Don't play games with me. I've got a dame with half a face and a figure that could melt asbestos, and those two facts add up to trouble.
I can't help you.
Why, I oughta. I wish you had a twin so I could punch you both.
And two of me would have to take it. You got all the cards, Redding. Be a big man and listen to a mouse.
Who is she?
I don't know who your corpse is, but I will tell you, I was working a case for a Miss Babs Leroy. I don't think that's a real name, and I don't think I'll be getting my expenses paid, and it's busting me up.
This Babs Leroy got an address? You never been one to take things on faith.
I might got something to help you paint a picture, but I'm feeling all weak at the thought of these lost expenses. You had lunch yet?
Hey, Dalshin. Dalshin! Go to the diner for me, will ya?
That's them. Damn, he's really out of it. Gertrude, Serena, you girls are so hot you could melt asbestos.
Save the gas, Simon. Asbestos. What's that even supposed to mean?
It's lovely to see you too, Simon. We got the invitations.
Sounds like we're going to a party.
You should wake Sunshine up. She's gonna look pretty in her quinceanera dress.
He's pretty far gone, but I'll try. Wake up! Serena and Gertrude are here. Time to tell you the plan.
He's really out of it.
That's what I said.
Look at him with his shirt up and his big belly hanging out. Gross.
Quit fat shaming. Come on, IA. Drink this.
Oh, wow. That was insane.
You are out of it.
Hello, Gertie. Gertrude.
Is he for real? Are we doing this with him?
We can't wing it without him. The brother is a walking rabbit's foot.
I wouldn't expect him to run.
Do what? What are we doing?
You didn't tell him?
I was waiting for you.
Would somebody please tell me?
We're gonna rob City Hall.
You can't rob City Hall.
You can't fight City Hall. You can totally rob it.
Rob it for what?
There's a reception tonight at City Hall in the governor's room for the mayor's select campaign donors. We're all going, and we're leaving with the Trumbull portrait of Alexander Hamilton.
You'll never sell that.
Gertrude has a buyer.
Never mind a buyer or what I'm gonna do with it. You in or you out?
Wait, this isn't just petty larceny. This is a real heist you're talking about. They'll have security guards.
I thought you wanted to get arrested.
Well, I thought you wanted to get arrested.
That's the beauty of this operation. No one gets arrested, but everybody gets what they want. Here, Gertrude out.
We're not sneaking in. We're invited. You're Father Dan Islip.
Father Dan? Father Dan.
Ooh, I like that. It sounds friendly. Serena is Lucy Hermione, your nurse.
I'm a nurse.
Look at him.
I'm a nurse.
I'm Hazel Willington, Vice President of Outreach at the Charitable League, and Simon's my assistant, Maisie. We're all big supporters of Mayor Schlacker.
This sounds more like a pantomime than a plan.
Shut up. You don't even have to do anything, IA.
I'd rather do nothing here.
She's right. We need you, but your entire role in this plan is to be nearby and lucky.
Lucky? Please don't tell me you believe in that nonsense.
We saw it happen. You fought the law and the law lost. I wanted to go to jail for the free college, but thanks to you, we didn't get arrested. You have deprived me of an education.
Look, IA, would you indulge me and do me this favor? The worst of it for you will be dressing up nice and eating canapes.
Do I have to decide right now?
Yes!
We'll be back in a moment with more Adventures in New America on the Night Vale Presents Network after these words from our sponsors.
Sure, Mayor Shellacker loves babies. Loving a baby is easy. They send out pheromones into your brain, so you feed them. Blow me over, Mayor Shellacker. What else do you love? Puppies? It's time for this city to wake up. Mayor Shellacker talks a good game about preparing for this city's future, but what about real issues today? Everywhere you go, there are homeless people sleeping in storefronts who are ignored by our mayor. Shelters are at capacity. People are going hungry. And our mayor has actually instructed the police that they can't use force when rounding them up. We can't press snooze on what's happening before our very eyes. Really, think of the babies. Do you want them growing up in the reality that comes out of Mayor Shellacker's neglected fantasies? I'm Sheila Blackheart.
This paid political ad was produced jointly by the Committee to Elect Sheila Blackheart and the People's Council on Health and Safety.
How you do? Next Tuesday, there will be a very important election that will decide the fate of our city. But I want you to know that regardless of who wins,
a slice of Miss Trixie's seven-layer rainbow cake will only be $3.95 at the Ambrosia Diner. Hamburger and fries, $6.95. Coffee, 95 cents. That's a whole meal for less than $12. And friends, we know how bad it is right now for some people. So for the next 2 weeks, if you pay for your order in spare change, you get 20% off. And don't forget, only 4 more weeks until we hold our raffle. You can buy tickets online at ambrosiadiner.net or live in the diner. Have it all at the Ambrosia Diner.
Hello and welcome to Act 2 of tonight's episode of Adventures in New America, titled The Heist. I.A. and Serena are disguised as guests and waiting for admittance to the mayor's party for campaign donors.
No one's gonna believe you're a priest.
This was a bad idea, and I said this was a bad idea.
I hope we get shot.
That would serve us right for participating in this bullshit. I'm gonna wish that on us too.
I don't even see Simon and Gertrude.
Probably inside already, getting drunk.
Hey, how long have you and Gertrude been,
going steady? Intersected each other in heteronormative bond? Fuck it.
I guess so.
To answer that question would require enlightening you on various methods of discourse and grooming exhibited by human animals and deconstructing those relationships to build them up again into a whole meal approach to other individuals. And that conversation, it would be so hard, Father Dan.
Oh, so a couple of weeks then, huh? Sounds like true love.
Further, I know what's in your heart. I've seen the way you look at Gertrude.
What do you, me? Looking? No. What are you talking about? You've no proof.
I do have proof. My eyes. I seen it. And you can forget it. Not because Gertrude is something I possess and keep tucked away in a hope chest, but because she's her own woman and got better things to do than waste time on an insulated, overweight, cancer-having rube who wants more time in this world so he can waste it like he's wasted everything else he's ever been given. And another goddamn thing.
Invitations?
I have them right here, my son.
Father Dan Islip?
Oh, please, call me Father Dan. And this is my nurse, Chopsley.
The name is Lucy. Please forgive Father Dan. He's very ill.
I like that. Father Dan. That sounds friendly.
Well, I'm a friendly guy.
Welcome to City Hall. Please empty your pockets into the trays. Do you have anything left in your pockets?
No, that is just the cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you have cancer.
We all have our different challenges, my son.
Good night, Father.
Why are you talking like that? Doesn't even sound real.
I just started talking that way. I didn't have anything planned.
There was no need for a plan. Just use your own voice.
That was good, though. The way we worked together to get past security. We make a good team, Serena.
It was all unnecessary. Give them the invitation, go inside. We're not even the action crew. We're the Lucky Rabbit Foots. Who ever heard of a Lucky Rabbit Foot on a heist?
I didn't think I'd say this, but,
Cheese biscuit?
Sure. What I was saying was...
Cheese biscuit?
No.
Okay.
Man, I miss Simon. I feel like she would have approved of my sudden vocal ruse.
She deserves you. You deserve her.
Do you think you and Simon might get back together? If something happened to Gertrude, I mean.
Shh, quiet. Look, here they come. Don't wipe your hands on your pants.
Father Dan! Cheese biscuit? No, thank you.
Miss Willingham.
Cheese biscuit?
Willington.
Cheese biscuit?
Maisie, I was a last one, thank you. Just telling Nursey how I looked forward to seeing you again.
Cheese biscuit?
No, but tell Deviled Eggs gotta come back.
There's deviled eggs?
Yeah, dude. Honey Dijon.
We shouldn't crowd this long. The Hamilton painting is on the wall over there on the second floor. See?
Our intelligence was right. They've put a temporary bar in front of it, two bartenders, and a dozen wild racks in the way.
I'll get into position on the second floor while Simon creates a disturbance.
A disturbance? But you'll get arrested. Let me do it.
The way you operate, they wouldn't notice your disturbance. Or they'd give you a medal or make you lieutenant governor. Let me stay in charge of disturbances.
What do we do?
Enjoy canapes and look pretty.
I'm tired of looking pretty.
We won't talk again tonight, so when it's done, and you'll know when it's done, scram.
If something goes wrong, I'll have to fight my way out, and you should all scram.
Cheese biscuit?
Well, it was good to see you again, Father. I need to find Maisie a deviled egg.
Good to see you again, Miss Willington. Go in Christ.
Cheese biscuit?
I'm still a no.
Have I offended you in some way?
What?
You haven't even tried a cheese biscuit.
I'm on the caveman diet.
I would love a cheese biscuit. May I please have hers? Thank you so much.
What was with him? He seemed to take it personally.
The more of this you eat, the harder it is to swallow.
Cheese biscuit?
We just got cheese biscuits. Show her your cheese biscuit, Father. Give us a moment to handle the cheese biscuits we have.
Yes.
I'm not a naturally paranoid person, but I think there's something going on here. Maybe something in the cheese biscuits. Like how they put saltpeter in the food at jam band festivals to reduce rapes.
They do that? I'm so dry. It's like I got a mouthful of alum. No more food. I'm done.
Deviled egg?
Ooh, yes, please. What is that on top of it?
Mint chutney, but made on premises with mint freshly flown in from the mountains of Morocco. The eggs themselves are from young I Am So Many Hens who were slaughtered this afternoon so that this party's guests can nosh without worrying someone somewhere else is eating produce of the same animal. There is only this moment. Deviled egg?
Hello? Hello? It's me. How's your baby? But seriously, I don't want to make this about me. This party is for you, my friends who believed in me enough to make sizable donations to my re-election campaign, and make no mistake, I won't forget it. This is what democracy looks like. I won't forget it. My door is always open to each and every one of you because that is what democracy is about.
If this city re-elects you, then it deserves someone like Sheila Blackheart. Let me go! You can't silence the truth!
Being responsive to one's constituents. Is something going on up there that we should know about?
There's a fight!
It sounds like a fight, most definitely. Is everything okay up there?
She's stealing the Trumbull.
Simon's diversion failed.
Fuck, Gertrude. What happens now?
What's happening up there?
She's disappeared.
Who disappeared?
The lady stealing the painting.
We still have her collaborator. Sheila Blackheart is behind this.
Simon, we gotta do something.
Stop. They said not to do nothing.
I said help!
I do this on behalf of the angels.
Who's that? What's going on in here?
Feel our fear and know it.
No!
Serena? Serena, you all right?
Lucy. I'm your nurse, Lucy.
I think we're beyond that now.
Oh, so now you're done with the role play now when it's actually important? We need to get out of here.
What about Simon and Gertrude?
From the looks of things, they already helped themselves. Come on.
But...
I come or don't, like I care.
Pandemonium here at City Hall, where by current accounts, a suicide bomber has made an assassination attempt on the life of Mayor Eddie Shellacker.
And in front of assembled donors to Mayor Shellacker's re-election campaign, a thief stole the Trumbull portrait of Alexander Hamilton, which was used as the basis for the design on the $10 bill.
No solo existen los zombies, vampiros, tech y terroristas, sino que parece que están en alianza con los Heraldes.
You're going to need to clear out of here. Do you hear me?
Mayor has survived, but we do not know how many campaign donors were lost. That said, whether this was a crime of the fabled touchy terrorist vampire zombies or mere mortals pulling a heist, one thing's for true. They'll never be able to sell the Trumbull Hamilton. Pat, back to you.
Thanks, Dave. We will have more information on this terrifying story as the night continues. Earlier tonight, the mayor's election challenger, Sheila Blackheart, spoke to Community Board 19, taking questions from voters.
And after 4 years under this mayor, our children have diminished prospects. Their hands are tied. Forget opening a lemonade stand or making antibiotics in your bathtub.
We asked those attending what they thought of the mayoral challenger.
Would I vote for her? Guess I would.
What is it you like about her?
Like about her? No, I don't like her. What are you going to do, right?
Next Tuesday is National Open-Toed Shoe Day. Historically, this lighter footwear has been both maligned and embraced. But according to Mary Stopgap at the Sandal Society, there's no denying the impact open-toed shoes have made on the world.
There's no denying the impact open-toed shoes have made on the world.
Last night, a body was found in a tree in a Red Hook Park. Authorities say in closer examination, there were indications that before death...
I'm here. I'm catching my breath. I was so worried about you.
I wasn't worried about you. I knew you'd be all right.
That was insane.
Serena okay?
Oh, she's impossible.
That's Serena. Gertrude called. She made it out with the painting. A-okay.
I need to sit down.
Please, sit and bask in the glow of your first successful heist.
Bask? I think the bask is the wrong word here, Simon. People died. First there was the noise, and then the fire alarms went off, and I was on the ground with Serena, and we were covered in what I think were those mushrooms with the crab meat inside of them.
Lobster?
So whatever. Tonight, I was a witness to tragedy. Just outside the reach of it. Confusion followed by a flush of assurance that you are okay.
I felt like I could punch the sky after I escaped those cops. You mind if I put some music on?
Yeah, sure. I'm not usually sure that I'm okay. In fact, most of the time I'm positive I'm not okay. And as terrible as that was, it was nice to ask myself if I'm okay and come back with the answer. Yes. Yes.
That's why you want an apocalypse.
No. Simon, you're not listening again.
Yes. Not in your head, but in your heart. Zombies. Dirty bomb. Germs. Anything to let us know we are surviving because we never think we won't.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't like what that says about me if it's true.
That's the problem with you. You're still dealing with what you would like instead of what it is. Me? I don't even feel like getting high. We survived tonight, man.
I feel that too, and that's also bad. We would never have made it out if that terrorist hadn't happened to be there. People died tonight, and what I keep thinking about is what a happy accident it was that a suicide bomber killed them.
You're not happy people died. You're relieved you survived.
Maybe.
And it wasn't a happy accident. That was weeks of cultivation. I was working on Jennings before I even knew what we would use him for.
Jennings?
Our bomber, baby. I told you I was working out the diversion.
I thought you were the diversion. Our bomber? You incorporated a suicide bomber into our heist?
Well, from his perspective, I incorporated a heist into his suicide bombing.
Are you fucking with me?
That explains why he was late with his part. He paused all confused when Gertrude stole the painting.
Stop fucking with me.
He only did what he was going to be doing anyway. This is what he wanted. It was his art. I just helped him pick his canvas. And gave him the paint. When I met Jennings, he was distraught. Had no purpose in life. On his last legs, ready to burst. All I did is give him focus and encouragement. Like I encourage you. Well, not like I encourage you, because you're my actual partner in crime. Not some guy I met down at Bingo.
This is monstrous. And Gertie approved this?
She doesn't know anything about it. Only you. Because you're my partner.
Don't lay this on me.
Shit, you even enjoyed it.
I did not.
You did, and that's okay.
You're a monster.
I'm not a monster. I'm Simon Carr, sociable sociopath. I told you this when we met.
I thought you just wanted attention.
Don't you see, IA? It's my superpower. Yours is you can't get arrested. Mine is I get things done. You can never have groomed a disaffected young fanatic.
Absolutely not.
And that's why your job today was to stand there and look pretty. I understand where these questions are coming from. Or at least I know enough about how people work to predict your concerns.
I don't think I want to know you.
Don't be that way. You're my blood brother. We have a pact, and you're the best. Absolute best. I may be a sociopath, but I have standards.
Let me ask. Did it ever occur to you that there might be a better way to steal this painting, or not steal the painting, rather than killing people?
I didn't kill anyone. Jennings did.
Facilitate killing people.
I considered a lot of options. And this choice was the best when all variables were considered. Aye, you called me a monster. But there are real monsters in this story.
Then I'm closing the book.
Too late. He came to you in your dreams. He spoke and you heard. I know this.
No, who? No, no!
You've been accepted as a sacrifice. Not you physically, but the you that was muddling around before you met me. That future of nothing and depression and despair and giving up, that's the sacrifice. And everybody knows, so even if you do quit me, then you'll only end up as a skid mark. This is a serious game we are playing now, and there's only one way to quit.
But you're a sociopath.
But I'm your sociopath, buddy. And sociable to boot. I look out for you, not from some fickle emotion, but because it makes sense for me to do that. That's the best kind of friend you can have. And we are friends, aren't we?
Friends, we've reached the end of this week's Adventures in New America. Can IA be friends with a sociopath? Can a sociopath be friends with IA? Can a friend be a sociopath to a friend?
Adventures in New America was written and created by Stephen Winter and Tristan Cohen. This week's episode starred Paige Gilbert, Pernell Walker, Starley Kine, and the New America players, featuring Reginald L. Barnes, David Commander, Denise Dixon, Ure Egbuho, Julian Fleischer, Joseph Limus, Matt Marano, Aaron Markey, David Schweitzer, Will Shaw, Will Taylor, T.L. Thompson, Tony Torn, Eva Las Vegas, and Brian Webster. The music you heard in this week's episode was created by Wayne Barker, Caged Animals, Andy Iona and His Islanders, Edward Rosser, and the Muse Open String Quartet. Our sound designer and audio engineer was Vincent Caccione, and our editor was Grant Stewart. Special thanks to Wendy Raffle for her top secret research. This week's guest of Adventures in New America were taken for a free practice session at Red Emma's Gun Club in the Bronx, New York's only shooting range that asks the question, why should authoritarians have all the legal gun permits? That's Red Emma's off Castle Hill Avenue. Rounding out our team are Adam Cecil as Chief Marketing Officer, Associate Producer Ashlyn Hatch, Christy Gressman, Executive Producer. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors.
You are listening to the Night Vale Presents Network.
I feel like I was underused in this episode, but our heist went better than we thought it would, and now I'm back in my boss's good graces. I might even get Simon and IA jobs in our organization. And who knows what's next? Money? Fame? Power? Everything's coming up, Gertrude.
Adventures in New America is a People's Exploitation Army Limited production.